So, Don, did you know that farming began about 10,000 years ago?
Are you sure, Yael? Oh, you mean farming by humans, don't you?
Are you saying that there are other species that deliberately grow their own food?
There sure are. Humans are only the fourth animal to discover farming, after ants, termites, and bark beetles. In fact, ants had a huge head start over humans. They discovered farming about 50 million years ago, a little while after dinosaurs became extinct.
So what did they farm? Wheat? Barley?
Try fungus. Instead of going out and hunting smaller insects like their ancestors, ants that belong to what is called the Atine group figured out not one, but two different ways to grow fungus. The more primitive ants go out and collect dead leaves and flowers, bring them back to their nests, and add bits of fungus. In a few days, they have enough fungal tissue to eat and to feed their young ones. On the other hand, the more developed leafcutter ants grow fungus in football-sized gardens outside their nests.
Really?
And there are some neat parallels with human farmers. For example, there are human desert cultures that eat only a single kind of crop, although in this case we're talking animal rather than vegetable. Plus, in the same way that humans cross their crops with wild strains to help the crops survive new diseases, ants gather new strains of fungus when their crops die out.
Not bad for insects with fewer than 500,000 brain cells.
Yeah, they kind of put our big primate brains to shame.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address, amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.